Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Charlie?
Yeah, you are.
Nice to meet you, Charlie. How are you doing today?
Nice to meet you. Hold on one second. Let me put you on speaker because
Okay, no
I'm
problem.
holding the phone while trying to work.
No problem.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, nice to meet you, Charlie. How are you doing today? Awesome. I'm doing fantastic as well. I always like to speak with people that have the same name as me. Obviously, we spell it a di little differently, but you spell it on the girl side, I spell it on the boy side. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a little silly. And it's probably more silly because it's on the opposite sex, so I probably don't hear that very often.
You know what's funny is I have a cousin that's named Charlie as well. She spells it the same way as you do. So
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's becoming more popular, that's for sure.
yeah, that is for sure. So, well, I'm glad you're doing good. I know that you were talking to my mapping coordinator here about the first page placements of Google. He was kind of telling me a little bit about what was going on here with your company. I know that you kind of separated with your partner and now you're kind of taking the business all on yourself. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then, so for right now, I see that you have a Google business profile. You guys have a Facebook page and everything like that. The only thing is like just making sure that that's populating in the areas that you want to target, right? So what we do is we list your company there on that first page. So that way anybody that searches like interior painters, exterior painters, specialized painters, because it looks like you do a lot of custom work as well over here. You would, yeah, you would pop up at that time of searching and then they would just click to call you directly. So we don't charge you per lead, per job, per call, but you are always there at that time of people searching on that first page for them to reach out to you. Okay. And that makes sense, right?
Yep, yeah, totally.
Okay. Now,
Yeah,
I
I've
don't
talked to a
know.
couple marketing places in like the
Okay.
last like I don't know like three weeks. I've been getting blown up, so I've heard like pretty much all of
Gotcha.
this before.
Okay. Okay. Any particular reason why you
But
haven't
I'm
gone with
starting
the
to understand
first
how it
company
works.
to reach out?
What?
I said any particular reason why you didn't go with the first company that reached out?
Well, I mean, it's kind of money at this point. Like, I don't
Okay.
really, it's not, I mean, I have it. It's just, is it the smart move to be paying for something monthly if it's not really benefiting? You know, like, yeah, it sounds great and all, like, oh, first page, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And so it's just kind of a little bit of a, I don't know, you know.
Right. And so what we do is we don't just like, our goal isn't to just smack down the first page up there and say, okay, see you later, Charlie, like have fun, right? Our goal is to make sure that you're getting a quality service, that you're getting customers, because at the end of the day, you want to make sure that your money is working for you, right? That's the whole point of advertising, right? Is putting you there so that way the return on investment is greater than what you put in, right?
Right.
So what we actually do is we do what's called a paired service. So not only do we place you on that first page, but we run a retargeting campaign through Facebook. So now you would pop up on people's feed who've already showed an interest in your services. It is a click to call button on both of them, so they would just call you directly. And then at that point, it's between you and the customers on like, hey, do you go in out and do an estimate? Do you do a walkthrough? And then like, how does it work for you? You're able to bid the job at that point. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, I mean, we understand that businesses, especially like your own, is small, and I'm sure it's just you as of right now, correct? Or do you have a crew that
No,
works with you?
I have an employee, and a, oh my God, why can't I say this? I
You
have one worker.
have an employee. There you go.
I have an employee. Thank you.
Okay, no
God.
worries. Awesome. Well, that's
Like
good that you
saved
have
my
help.
life.
Yeah. It's okay. So it's good you have an employee. So it's not just you by yourself, but you are what's considered a new business because you've been in business for about a year now, right? So what
Yep,
we
this year.
do is a Google partner is we actually give reduced rates to newer in business because we understand that two things are very important is capital and cash flow. And I'm sure you would agree on that with the newer business. So what we do here is we make it a lot more affordable because at the end of the day, we're only working with one company per industry per area. So once we do fill the listing, we cannot acquire another company. And the reason for that is because we're a Google partner. That's one of their biggest rules with us. There's only a handful of spots on that first page placement. So I can't call all the painters in your area and say, hey, we can get you to the first page. Because that's not going to happen.
I was actually kind of wondering how that even works. Like, because I'm sure you have a bunch of people. Like, you know, if you're promoting a bunch of painters, like, how is everybody going to pop up?
Right. And that's the thing, right? So people that are on the first page placements typically have a Google partnership. So there's only 40 of us in the country that have that partnership. Anybody else that doesn't have that authenticity badge on their website, they're just getting started basically. So they can acquire anybody. That typically happens when you'll start rotating off of that first page because now they're trying to fulfill somebody else up there, right? For us, we have to close out that category. So you never share that position with anybody at the same time you don't share your customers. And that's why we want to make sure you get the quality service because your money is important to you. That's how you feed yourself and your family and your business and your employee. So we want to make sure that you're always popping up at that time of search. So that's why we do close out those categories because obviously we want to keep that partnership with Google as well. We do that based off of your keyword searches also. So that's how that works.
Yeah.
Now, let me go to pricing here for you, Charlie, because I know this all sounds good, but at the end of the day, it does come down to pricing for you as well. So for this, like I said, we do give you a reduced rate, okay? So typically, if you were to go to localsplash.com, that is us, on our website.
Okay, let me do that real fast.
Let's send it to you. Would that be faster for you?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take you straight there. Here you go. Okay, you should receive a text message right now. It's going to be a link that says localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Let me know when you get there.
Okay.
Should say take control of your online presence at the top.
Okay, I do see that. I would like to look you guys up on Google. The last company I talked to and I got sucked into like for like an hour and like I didn't even realize that was even happening. And then I asked her like what her name was and so I started looking her up and I told her, I was like, look, like you, a lot of your customers are not happy. You have like a 2-star rating and like, you started getting really upset with me and insulting me.
Oh, wow.
Like, you sound really young and blah, blah, blah. Like, we need good companies to work for us. And I'm just like,
yikes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you can look us up on Google. We actually have a 4.2-star rating out of, like, 950 reviews. So we're not a perfect company. There's no marketing company out there that's perfect. Yeah. We've been in business for 19 years. But on the reviews that we don't have, you know, perfect ratings for, even on the good ones, you can see that we always do reach out to our customers because we want to make sure that, one, we address that situation with them, but two, that that situation doesn't reoccur to other potential clients. So you could still look us up on Google as well, too. But with the website. Okay. But with the website link I sent you, that's going to take you straight to the pricing page. It's also going to have our partnership with Google on there. So there's going to be two things. The pricing – go ahead.
Where am I clicking? Oh, okay.
I sent you a link to your text messages. Yeah.
Holy crap. Is this supposed to be a month or is this like a year rate?
So this is a month rate for the $599 month-to-month with the $299 setup fee. But like I said, I'm giving you a new in-business credit. This is going to be for the platinum package because this is going to be a better bang for your buck. The new in business credit allows me to give you a price reduction all the way down to just $249 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. So you get an over 50% discount just by having that new in business credit with us. So you wouldn't have to pay the higher premium price there. And guess what? You would always be grandfathered in at the $249 price for as long as you use the service. So you would never have to pay, like I said, the $599 month to month. Okay.
Okay. I mean, this is definitely the most expensive one out of all the advertising people, but you kind of seem more legit than the other ones. I feel like there's a lot of scammers out here, and
yeah,
half of them I can't even understand what they're saying. I don't know. Like, I always felt sketchy.
Right. You're not alone. So a lot of our clients have actually had the same issues that you're having. So that's why I took you straight to this page. So above the packages, there's the colorful G for the Google partnership. Like I said, there's only 40 of us in the country that have that. So typically people will call you if they don't have this. Like I said, either they're just getting started. Unfortunately, they're just trying to scam you or try to sell you something that you really don't need. With us here, our prices across the board for a Google partnership, they're pretty much all the same. It's just going with a company at that point because we can get you to the first page placements within 30 to 45 days. And then we pair that up with a Facebook retargeting campaign that's going to be up and running within 7 to 14 days. That's typical. If you don't have that Google partnership, you're looking at anywhere from 3 to 6 months. And you'll find out that a lot of these people will try to get you into a contract for 3 to 6 months because they want to lock you in into that rate. For us,
yeah,
it's month
for sure.
to month. Yeah, for us, it's month to month because we do want to earn your business each and every month. That way, we can have a long-lasting relationship because at the end of the day, if you're not receiving a return on your investment after a couple months, you're going to be like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so we don't
sure.
get paid. And it's like a performance based. So that's what we are, is a performance based company. And we've had people in with us for many, many years. Like I said, we've been in business for 19 years. It just depends, like making sure who you're doing the right business with. And typically if you say,
yeah,
well,
for sure.
can you show me your Google business partnership? A lot of them will hang up on you. Or in this case, like you witnessed, they get very nasty with you. So
I couldn't even believe it. I've never had a customer service person do that to me. I don't know. I am interested. Okay, so like I'm reading this.
Okay.
Platinum.
Okay, where are you reading? Okay, Platinum. Okay, I'll read it with you. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the Google business profile, which I already have.
You already have.
The Bing logo, okay. Can you just go over, like, everything
absolutely.
That you absolutely do without
yeah.
me, like, having to ask
me,
questions and that?
No worries. I'll go over each deal right here. So the Google business profile you already have. Okay, which is great. You're already 90% ahead of the curve of most companies that have to still get PIN verified, right? What we're going to do is we're going to take that profile, and then if you go two lines down, it'll say the SEO content creation. We are going to program that there so that way you can pop up on that first page place. That's what the SEO is, okay? We do allocate you to Bing Local because if somebody searches off of Google, we want to still make sure that you still pop up. And you can still acquire those customers as well to contact you directly. Okay. Now with
okay,
us, you
so
will have clients. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So because my address right now is on Google, it's like Chesterfield, but technically I have to change that.
Okay.
I need to get a PO box that has an address on it because I don't want people knowing where I live. Does that just, like, wherever I get my P.O. box and have, like, a legit address, is it only going to target in that area, or is it going to go, like, your guy asked,
50-mile
radius, is that how it works? Or?
So two things. So one, I see one with the paint. That's you, correct?
Yep.
Okay. It doesn't show your address on there as of right now. So if you have your home address on there, you can keep that because it's hidden. So I wouldn't get a P.O. box, because if you do get a P.O. box and you try to change that to a P.O. box, Google will deny you and they will suspend your listing. Google wants to do business.
Okay.
Yeah. So just so you know, so I'm glad I had that conversation with you here.
I almost got one. I think I have one kind of like in waiting, but like I have to like give them a couple documents, which I haven't. So technically I don't have it. So
So Google's doing that because they want to make sure that you're a legitimate company in the local area. It's very easy for somebody to make a Google business profile with a PO box, and they can be an AI robot just collecting all the jobs and start outsourcing them. They don't want that. They don't want you to be a broker. They want you to be a legitimate local business. Now, with that being said, to your point, your radius, it does go based off of who's closest to you on Google, right? So it pulls whoever's near. So you would go out to around 10 to 15, maybe 20 miles on the Google business profile, but that's why we do that retargeting campaign through Facebook, so that way we can push you out into the 50-mile radius and you can still be seen, and you could actually target specific cities and zip codes where people can still click to call you directly. And that's how that works.
Okay, so you guys would be doing advertising on Facebook as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's included in the package. Instead of me paying $50 a day and not getting anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah. We allocate from the $249 month to month, we allocate $100 to that. So your flat rate is always going to stay at the $249. We'll never contact you and say, hey, we need an extra $50, $100, $200 for you to add to your advertising budget. We take that on as the $249 for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. What about Yelp?
So Yelp, we do put you on Yelp. We make sure that that listing is correct and it all is basically correct with Google, because Google's the source of everything. So we want to make sure everything is correct, but we don't advertise through Yelp. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Yelp is a third-party platform. All their leads come through Google anyways. So what we're doing is we're just going to take you kind of like off that middleman. I mean, you'll still have your Yelp listing there, but you don't have to pay for it. You'll just get those leads calling you directly instead of having to pay the higher premium cost on a third-party platform there.
Okay. All right.
So then also, too, you do have, so going back to the platinum package that you asked me about, you do have client support. It is Monday through Friday. So you're Eastern time or are you Central?
I'm in Michigan. I always get
that. Is it 103 there or is it 203 there?
What time is it? It is 2.
Okay, so you're Eastern time. So our client support is open to you Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. So if you ever wanted to call in and add takeoff services, run a promotion, you know, anything like that, add a new city where you wanted to target, you can call us within those time frames and we make those adjustments for you, so that way you can have those features done for you as well. Okay, so you have that to your availability. You do have the most popular directory submissions as well. Like I did say, being local, you do have Yelp. We do place you on Yahoo and Apple. Those are going to be the most popular searches aside from Google and Facebook, obviously. Like I said, just in case you're off of Google and they're searching, not only that you pop up, but we can still do a retargeting campaign to those people as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. You do have review monitoring. So what was that?
No, I didn't say anything. Sorry. Keep going.
It's okay. You do have review monitoring, so you will be able to review your reviews coming in through Google. I think that's a big deal. So anybody that leaves you a good review, you can answer back. Anybody that were to, you know, it happens, they get mad, they leave a bad review, you can reach back out to them as well, and then you would be able to contact them, see how you can make it right, and make that then they can change that review at that point. So you do have access to review all those things. You already have, well, we do have a landing page. It's Either or for you. We could do a website or a landing page. It just depends on what you would like to do, but it seems like you already have one, correct?
What's a landing page?
You have a website, is that correct?
Yeah, I have a website. What's a landing page?
The landing page is just like one page for people to, it's not a website, it's secluded to just one page. So for you, you have your home page, you have your services, your gallery about Facebook, you know, booking it.
Yeah.
You have that. So that's already good. I wouldn't mess with that. I would keep that if I were you.
Yeah, I actually just made that. Like,
perfect. It looks
so
good, too,
yeah,
I will
to
say.
It.
Yeah, it
Thank
looks
you.
Good.
Yeah, it took a lot of time.
Yeah.
Trying
Trust
to figure
me,
it out. Very confusing because I'm not really good with computers.
You're not a web developer, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not. Yeah, so it took a while.
Yeah, I will say, for somebody that's not a web developer, I have seen people where I'm like, yeah, let's help you out there. But yours looks good, so I do want to say that looks great. And then you also have what's called a call and conversion tracking number. Like, this is up to you if you want to take advantage of that. It does change the number on your Google Business profile, but it tracks the calls coming in. So it still gets directed over to you, but now you're able to see what cities are calling you and who is calling you, and you're able to track that. Which brings me to my next point, the account dashboard for you. You will be able to track everything that we do. So if you do the call tracking, that will be in there where you'll be able to listen to your calls. You will be able to track your Google Business profile and how much traffic it is bringing into you on a month-to-month basis, location of searches, how well you're being ranked. And then you'll also be able to track the Facebook campaign as well. And that will all be in your account dashboard for you to look at every day, every week, every month, however many times you want to log in and check. You have the availability at your fingertips. We give you a username and password for that, okay? Lead generation is obviously going to come from the Googles and from the Facebook. That's going to be the most. That's where you're going to see that. Advanced reporting is going to be in your account dashboard. And then, like I said, the review generation tool, you're going to be able to review all the reviews that are getting placed on your Google. Okay, and that's going to be those package. That's going to be that platinum package for the $5.99 month to month that you get for $2.49 month to month with only a $99 setup fee. Okay.
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 I mean, yeah, this all sounds good.
Okay.
I'm definitely more interested than I was when I first answered this phone call.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know there's a lot of like speculations out there and stuff like that. So it's always my job to show you who we are, because at the end of the day, like, you've received calls before. And it's always making sure who you're going with. So you've seen that, you know, our Google page, we are based out of California. We have a physical location here in Fountain Valley, California. We're right behind Google Building 1. So we are a Google partner. And then I did show you that, pricing package of what you would get. Okay. So with this being an exclusive listing, Charlie, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it. That way we can help you get back up on that first page placement. So now you and my tech team can start working hand to hand and we can start getting you some calls in your area, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. How much would it cost? Like, would it just cost like the $249 like right away?
So you got the $249 and then you got the $99 setup fee. So that's with the new in business credit. So the first month would be $348 and then it would just be $249 month to month after that. No contracts.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll try this. I'll give it a shot.
No, I appreciate that. No, I appreciate that. And this is going to be the best thing that you're going to do for your company. I'm telling you, we have world-class tech teams here, and we're going to be able to help get up on that first page placements. I am going to set an onboarding call with you and my tech teams. We are going to reach out to verify everything is correct, because we don't just want to publish you for anything. We want to make sure that you get the quality calls coming directly to you, okay? But I do want to make sure, because Google always, when we take on a customer like this, they always like to verify to make sure that you're a legitimate company as well. What is the address that you verified your Google business with? I'm not going to show it if it is your home address, okay?
Okay, so the Google business one, hold on, I'm pretty, let me go to, like, okay. My actual, like LLC, is that the address you want, or you want the Google business?
The one that you registered, yeah, the one that you registered, the Google business one, because like you said, you were trying to get a P.O. box and then switch that, so I would just keep it the same because it's, they're not going to allow you to do the P.O. box. I've had it happen before where our customers do that and then they get flagged and then it's a whole mess that we got to help them out with. So I'll help you in saying don't do that. I'll save you there.
Yeah, no, I'm very happy I brought that up.
I am too.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think I'm still, I think it's in Chesterfield.
Okay.
I think that's the address I have on there, which is technically his home address and I need to change it. If I put my address on here, it's not going to show?
It's not going to show. We're going to hide it. The only thing that will show is the city and the state. That's it.
Okay, that's fine. I just, I'm so, like, I'm a girl, you know what I mean? And it's a little
100%.
Out here sometimes, but I'm just trying to, you know, keep
100%. I always say this, if you're always working from your home, because we do a lot of contract works with like plumbers, painters, everybody that kind of works in their truck at a destination, they don't have like an office. I always say hide the address because you never want anybody showing up to dinner unannounced, right? So we do
the
time. Yeah, we do that all the time for our customers because we work with, you know, service-based people like yourself that just come from their home. So I'll be able to do that for you. But do you want me to change the address, though? Because you have it as his address right now. What we can do is I can be able to change it for you.
Yeah, I really need to change that.
Okay. So what address would you like it to be changed to?
10751 Saratoga.
Saratoga. Is Saratoga one word?
Oh, what? No, Saratoga Oak Park. I'm sorry. I just, like, cut off and...
No worries. All right. Let me see here. Okay, so we're going to change that for you. Let me just make sure I have that correct. Saratoga, and then what's the city?
Oak Park.
Oak Park.
Yep, Oak Park, Michigan.
Oak Park. And is that Saratoga Drive?
I think it's just street. It's,
okay.
I don't know. What's that called? It's technically just a rental, so I don't own it or anything. I don't know.
Okay. I think it's going to be Avenue. Saratoga Avenue.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely doesn't feel like an avenue.
Is the zip code the 48237?
48237, yep.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be your avenue. That's what it keeps pulling for me.
Okay. Yeah. Then, yeah. Use that.
Actually, it pulls. Okay, it pulls the street. Interesting. Okay, got it. And then, so question here for the tracking system. I mean, for the tracking number itself, it's totally up to you. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything extra. It does come into the package itself. But again, do you want to have a tracking number on there to track those calls, or do you just want to have your regular phone number at the 586-280-5148?
Definitely. I feel like I should keep my number. I just bought business cards, and I
no way.
I literally asked my bought business cards, and I, yeah.
100%. Okay. So I always like to ask, because I've had it in the past where people are like, yeah. And then I always like to ask twice, because then if I change it and like, I have all my business cards and my number's wrong. I'm like, Google. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Let's change it back. So yeah. We'll keep that.
I wish you guys would have called yesterday. Then I could have just edited it real fast.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
We'll get it all straightened out for you. No worries here. Okay, Charlie, you spell it C-H-A-R-L-E-Y, which that's awesome. How do you spell your last name?
W-A-L-T-O-N.
W-A-L-T-O-N. Walton?
Yep.
Okay, and then how do you spell? I'm sorry. What's a good email for you, Charlie?
The number one.
Okay.
With the paint. At Gmail.
Oh, with the paint. I was like, what? And then I like looked at your business name and I'm like, that makes sense.
gmail.com.
Okay. So I got the number one with the paint at gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Is the number one spelt out?
No. Just with the email, it's just the number one. And then with the paint, but my name in general is usually spelt out. Well, is spelt out. I don't know why I said usually. Yeah. So.
Okay. It's okay. I'm just trying. For some reason, it's telling me with the paint. It's telling me invalid. Let me see.
The number one and then with the paint.
Mm-hmm.
At
sometimes.
Email.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't read it correctly, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you an email, and I'm just going to put test, and then if it sends back to me, then I know it's wrong.
Okay.
Okay, message sent. Perfect. Okay. It didn't backfire on me over here, so you should be good. You should get an email from me as well.
I still haven't gotten a notification.
And that's just one... With the paint, it's not like Charlie dash or Charlie dot one with the paint?
I do have Charlie dot number one with the paint, but I also have one with the paint at Gmail as well.
Gotcha.
I got it.
Okay. I was going to say it didn't come back to me, so you should have received it. So awesome. Perfect. Okay. And then my tech team is going to reach out to you. I'm going to book that call with you and them, obviously, when you're not busy, and they can talk to you and make sure that everything is correct here. So I'll schedule that call with you. Is the correct phone number for them to reach out is the 586-280-5148? That's going to be a good number for them to call you?
Yep.
Okay. That's also going to be the number we're going to use to send you a couple of invoices through text messages and email. So this is a 100% tax write-off at the end of the year. So we are going to send that over to you with one with the paint at gmail.com. So you will receive that there. And then any updates that we do on Google or the Facebook will always text you as well. If you don't answer, you might be busy. So that way you can just give us a call when we do reach back out to you as well too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, let me see this. And then while I do this, what's going to be a good time for my tech team to reach out? I can do it later on today if you have availability. I don't know what your schedule looks like, but I can have them reach out to you at 4. If not, I can have them reach out to you tomorrow.
Okay. Probably tomorrow then, because I technically at 4. I really have to get some stuff done today before like 5:30, and then I have to leave to go do a quote. So it's just,
okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Too much today. Okay. Tomorrow morning, so we'll open at 10 a.m. your time. What's a good time for you would be good for my tech team to reach out to you?
Honestly, like any time past 10.
Past 10? Okay.
10 a.m. Yeah.
So do you want me to do it for 11? Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm going to send you a Google Calendar. That's going to go straight to your email as well. So you'll see that. It's just going to have you, myself, and then also my tech team on there. It's just going to say at 11 a.m. we're going to meet with Charlie for the onboarding call.
Okay,
perfect. And then how would you like to secure the listing here today, Charlie? Are you going to do it with a business credit card? Are you going to do it with a debit card?
Yeah, it's going to be a business debit card.
Okay, so does it just have one with the paint on it, or does it have your first and last name on it?
It has my name and the business name on it.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial or no middle initial on the card?
Yes. Ann. Or A.
It's A for Ann. Okay. Charlie Ann Walton. That's a pretty cool name, I will say.
It actually kind of flows, right?
It does, yeah. It's just like Charlie Ann Walton, yeah.
You're like, yeah, that makes sense.
My name sounds royalty. So like my best friend growing up, he would always, because my first name is really Charles, so it's like Charles William Mullenkamp Jr. So he would be like, dude, your name sounds like royalty, and I'm like, I know, but it's not.
Yeah.
I was like, my family's from Nebraska. So
they're just fancy people.
Yeah, well, I was actually named after a lawyer, so my grandma named my dad after her first boss, where she worked for him for like 30 years, and then he named me after him, so I was like, okay, I guess it was somebody important.
That's very random.
Yeah, it is. So, but now you know.
Very random. He just really liked the name.
Yeah, well, I guess they were really close. He was like he really helped her and my grandpa a lot. So that was like their first job when they moved to like California, and they had 6 boys. So they were like really close with them. So they were like, all right, well, let's just name him after there. So yeah, they were, was it just like, he's some big guy up there that we're just going to name him? Yeah.
Yeah, just after somebody's boss, like they're no big deal. Yeah.
All right. So I have your first and last name also with the A. I have the company is the one with the paint. The billing address in there is going to be the 10751 Saratoga Street. Is that going to be correct?
Yep.
Okay. The zip code is the 48237. Okay. And then the card itself, is it going to be a Visa, MasterCard, a Discover, American Express?
It's a Visa.
It's going to be a Visa? Okay. And then I know the Visa cards start in the number 4, but I am ready whenever you are for that card number.
Okay. 44-27-322-5-3831.
Uh-huh. 8770. Okay, can I read that back to you? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I got 44-27-322-5-3831-8770.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
And then your expiration date?
It is 0229.
Okay, and then the security code on the back.
133.
Okay. Now, I'm going to set up a security question. I'm not going to make any purchases yet, so I'm going to do two things. One, I'm going to set up a security question to you. We never sell or share any of your information here, Charlie. You always will be protected. We do set this up because we want to verify that we're always talking to you and only you. Also protects you that you're always talking to us and only us. So if you ever get a call talking about this and they don't ask you that security question, you could always just ask and say, hey, what's my security question? And if they don't know, that's not us. Hang the phone up, call us back directly, okay?
Okay.
So,
did that happen?
We're a big company, so it doesn't happen a lot. It has happened in the past, so we put these measures to always protect, especially being a Google Channel partner. We don't want anybody to get any ideas and pretend they're us. So we just make sure that we're always protecting our customers here. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I got three. You can have one of them. I got your mother's maiden name. I got the city you were born in, or I got your first pet name. Which one would you like?
First pet name.
Okay. I love first pet's names. Okay. What was the first pet's name?
Cisco.
Cisco.
Yeah. C-I-S-C-O? Yeah. S-I-S-C-O. I don't know. I was like five, and it was my dad's dog, so technically my dog. I don't know.
Okay.
Before I was old enough to, like, be able to spell, so.
Okay. I'll put it S-I-S-C-O for you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Cisco. And what kind of dog was Cisco? Do you remember? Oh, really?
Yeah, Alaska Malamute. Yeah, he's huge.
Those are beautiful dogs.
Yeah, he was cool. He was very cool.
And they're very protective, too. Like, good family dogs. Like, don't walk up on a family if you do not know that dog. I will say that. I have a Doberman, so people get scared of my Doberman. And I'm like, she's only, like, 5 months old, but she's starting to get big, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be a problem.
Oh,
go all
yeah, I was yeah. scared. I'm kind of like the one that walks up to all the animals all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, kind of an animal whisperer. They all love me.
Yeah, that's how my wife is. She doesn't care about the dog. She's like, can I pet your dog? And I'm like, okay, just be careful. Perfect. So, okay. So I have everything set up for you. So you're going to be, it's going to be Cisco. Now, again, the second deal that I told you is going to be an added form of protection for you. Being that you're with a Google Premier Channel partner, we're going to walk you through a voice verification. We're going to send this to you. It's going to be on a recorded line. That's going to have the pricing structure in there. So if inflation or anything like that goes up, you're always going to be locked in at that 249 rate, and you'll always have that for your records here. I'm also going to give you a customer service number to have. So if you ever need to add, take anything off or change anything, you could always reach out to us at that 877 number too. Okay. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, crap. Sorry. I pushed mute by accident. I said, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Cool.
I was like, whoa, it was just super quiet. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Flash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Charlie. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
One with the paint.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Charlie Walton, owner, lead painter.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
Awesome.
Correct.
Charlie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Cisco, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes, I will try my best. I am really bad with emails, but I've been getting better.
No worries. If you want us to just send a text message, we can do that as well, just so that way you can look at your phone and you can see that. It's really just for updates and purposes and stuff like that as well, okay?
Yeah, texts are definitely better.
Okay, will do. I'll make a note here. I do have a customer service number here for you. I know you're kind of busy in the background. Do you want to write it down, or do you just want me to email that number to you?
Let me write it down.
Okay.
It's
also the number I texted you to as well.
What is the name of your business again? I'm so sorry.
It's going to be Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay.
Yes.
And this is the customer service number?
Yes. This is how you're going to be able to get a hold of us.
Okay. What is it?
It's going to be 877-635-6225.
6225. All right, so
877-635-6225. Yes, that's going to be the number that you're going to reach the tech team on. That's also going to be the number they're going to contact you from tomorrow at 11, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so basically, I'll explain that. So basically, we don't want you to be paying for this twice. So that's why we do have the security question. We are going to take care of your Google and your Facebook. So if anybody's going to really contact you and saying, hey, we can sell you leads, you really don't need that unless you want to pay for an added expense. We also can't read your mind. So if you want to do like a promotion or something like that, let us know so all of us are working on the same page and we're not like all trying to figure out what one person is doing. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup on the new in business credit will be charged today, which is June 4th in the non-refundable amount in the 348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Charlie, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number that you have written down there. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Now, you should have received an email there. Let me make sure that you receive it. It looks like it's still pending. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
It always tells me, like, my bottom left-hand corner, sent, undo. So it stays there for, like, a minute before it, like, sends through. But I do want to say everything went green on my end, so you are all good to go there. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash, Charlie. We are like a family here. So if you have any questions or any concerns or, like I said, want to change anything at any time, please reach out to us. Utilize that 877 number because that's just going to be the best way to change all those things very quickly for you, okay? You should have received some invoice to your email. You should have received the calendar to your email for tomorrow. You also should have received a text message that reads, Charlie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it should say, please click here, which is a link, to accept the terms and conditions subscription. Did you get that message yet?
Yeah, I just got, okay, here's the link.
Yeah.
All right.
and you're going to get a couple more text messages. So I apologize to bombard you with that, but we are going to give you like your username and password as well for your dashboard. That's going to come into your text. So once you click that link, it's going to go straight to that, the terms and conditions. That's what I just read off to you for the service agreement. There's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One, to text message. Two, you're the card authorization holder. You're going to type your first, middle, initial, last name. You're going to hit confirm, and it's going to take you to a username and password local / login page. Let me know when you get there. No rush.
Okay, so I'm not seeing the confirm. For some reason, my screen is, like, not...
Okay.
Like,
are you on an iPhone?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, turn your iPhone sideways, or take it off a lock, and then turn it sideways.
Okay.
Yeah. This is my first rodeo.
I was like, what is going on? I have to, like, make it smaller, like, I'm like, and it just kept minimizing the screen.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little funky like that, but yeah.
Okay, and now it brought me to the login page.
Okay, so the login page, you should have received a text message that has your username and password. Typically, the username is going to be your phone number, and then the password will be right after that phone number.
Okay.
Perfect. And I actually just got the notification that you accepted the calendar for tomorrow, so that's awesome. So you're all set there.
Hold on. Okay, I think it's working. Am I allowed to change that password,
yeah,
or should I always keep it the same?
You could always change it. Yeah, you can go there and it'll tell you, like, you know, when you forget a password, or you can go into the settings and change your password as well.
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Awesome. So you're all set there. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to create everything here so that way when my tech team reaches out to you tomorrow morning, we will be ready to rock and roll with you. If you have, like, extra services, or if you want to get very specific with, like, zip codes and cities, you don't just want to target the 50-mile radius, let them know, like, hey, I'd rather find work over here, and then that way they can make sure that they put that in the system so then we can start having you populate in those areas, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because I feel like, I mean, 50 miles is pretty good, but, like, there's just certain areas that have more money that,
higher end houses, higher end neighborhoods, yes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm used to doing, so I would like to keep that going.
Okay, perfect. So just let them know, and then I'll make a note there as well, so that way they don't forget, like, hey, ask her for the, you know, specific zip codes that she would like to target, and then that way that will be there. If you have any questions, you do have my email address. You could always reach back out to me as well. It'll pop up here, and I could always give you a call at the earliest convenience as well. I'll always reach back out within an hour, so you don't have to wait too long for my phone call if you ever need me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Charlie. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow, and then I appreciate the time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't work too hard, okay?
Yeah, I'll try not to. Thank you. It was nice meeting
you. All right. Nice meeting you, too. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you. Bye.
All right.